are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems.
Well, rain had been falling, and it's kind of a stunner, Lauren. I have to tell you, having lived
it
here
is.
As long as I have, because the calendar has hit May, right?
It's supposed to be May. Yeah. I really have thought it was April for the last week, but maybe that's because of the weather outside. It's keeping the scalding summer temperatures at bay, it seems, for a little while, and making some of us Arizonans pretty confused, I think. So here to tell us more about what is going on outside is Matt Pace, meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And that was a perfect song leading into this segment. I mean,
so,
this is May.
We can't play that in May. We could have played that in sync song too. It's going to be May, but that's okay. Okay, Matt, tell us first up, what is going on? So it's usually about 100 degrees this time of year, right?
Yeah, for the most part, we generally start seeing that first 100-degree day at the very first part of May. The average high temperature for this time of year is right around 92 degrees, but that quickly ramps up as we head throughout the end of May. But, you know, it's been so cool lately. We had 80 degrees for a high yesterday, 86 the day before that. And last year at this exact same time, we actually had a high temperature of 106 degrees. We were actually 4 days into a 7-day-long streak of temperatures over 100. So certainly a huge difference from this year and last year.
I must have blacked that out.
So, Matt, you know the next question, of course, is how long can this possibly please last? Is there a chance that, by Memorial Day, we'll still be at least under 90?
There's always a chance when it comes to the weather. That's the best part about it. But unfortunately, it's probably going to heat up pretty quickly as we head into the end of the May. But the good news is it is looking like this pattern is going to hold steady for at least the next week or two. And as we get these storm systems move through, that area of high pressure just hasn't been able to set up over the state that results in those really warm temperatures. So, I mean, this weekend we're going to be in the low 80s, which is, you know, very low for this time of year. So we'll take anything we can get.
We will. So is this indicative of what summer is going to look like? I mean, in terms of the amount of rain, would this affect monsoon season?
Unfortunately, there's no real tie to what the weather's like right now to how hot it's going to be in the summer. So it's probably still going to be pretty hot out there. We average right around about 8 days over 110 every year. We're probably going to be right at that this year. But one thing that you can start to look at is the snowpack in Colorado and further north. And we're currently sitting at about 150 to 170% of average snowpack. And that normally means a later onset to the monsoon. So we'll obviously have to wait and see, but we could see a little bit later start to the monsoon than we otherwise would.
And Matt, really briefly on this one, please. You know, we were concerned about the wildfires possibility because we had a wetter than normal winter. Is it possible that you have a little more humidity, a little more rainfall, even if it's only a tenth of an inch or half an inch? Could that help quell the wildfire problem?
It can certainly hold it off just a little bit because we have a lot of those fine fuels up in northern Arizona after a fairly wet winter. And if you can keep adding moisture in, they just won't dry out as fast as they otherwise would. But as we head into probably June, we will still get these systems moving through. But what happens is you lose a lot of that moisture, so you just get the wind with it, and things can dry out very, very quickly. So the predictive services is actually still looking at an above-average fire season for the southern, central, and then the western side of the state.
All right. That is Matt Pace with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.